This is the prayer for inner strength. Again, it's a series of scriptural affirmations to help you to come to the knowledge of the truth of God and what He's done to make you strong and powerful in Christ. Listen to these verses. Let them soak into you and become confident that God is on your side and He is working on your behalf. Here it is, the prayer for inner strength. The Lord has given me power and authority over demons and all diseases, and over all the works of the enemy, and all things are possible through faith in His name. For the Holy Spirit has come upon me, and I have received power to be Christ's witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. I have received Christ, and He has given me authority to become a child of God, because I have believed on His name and born of God, and so have overcome the world. God has given me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, and I know the surpassing greatness of His power toward me who believes, according to the working of His mighty strength, which He worked in Christ in raising Him from the dead when He seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all principality and authority and power and dominion, and every name being named, not only in this world, but also in the coming age. Indeed, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto Jesus Christ, and I am seated with Him in the heavenly realms above all powers and principalities. Through faith in His name I am made strong, and His name has made me firm. And the faith which comes through Him has given me perfect soundness. Indeed, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. The foolish thing of God is wiser than men, and the weak thing of God is stronger than men. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And God has chosen the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, and the things which are not, in order to bring to nothing things that are, so that no flesh should glory in His presence. I am in Christ Jesus, who of God is made to me wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that according as it is written, He who glories, let him glory in the Lord. For the kingdom of God is not in word but in power, and this treasure from God is in an earthen vessel, so that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of myself. God's grace is sufficient for me, for His power is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may overshadow me. For when I am weak, then I am powerful. The weapons of my warfare are not fleshly, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, pulling down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ. God has not given me a spirit of timidity, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Therefore I stand firm in the Lord and in the strength of His power, having put on the full armor of God, and I am constant in prayer. I have been strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, and Christ dwells in my heart by faith, and I am rooted and grounded in love, and I am able to comprehend with all saints, whereas the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, and I am filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think according to the power that works in me, to Him be the glory in the church, by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, forever. Amen.